Good evening, you're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC Vancouver. My name is Simon Welton, and coming up right away is the White Noise Comedy Show, a half hour of sketch comedy, and following that will be, as always, the White Noise After Show, this week hosted by myself, and I'm joined by special guest Kai Holmes. How are you doing, Kai?
Oh, pretty good, Simon. Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here too. So what we're going to be talking about after the after show is mainly zombies today. We were at the annual Vancouver Zombie Walk today. It was a lot of fun. So I feel like that's a good topic. So if you do have any questions about zombies or you want to get involved, you can send them into whitenoiseubc@gmail.com. Or maybe you got a comment about the show, you want to insult it. I don't care. Just send them in. We'll read them out. And of course, you can always keep up with us on Facebook and Twitter at White Noise UBC. And you can always check out the best of White Noise at whitenoisecomedy.podbean.com. But without further ado, I think it's time for a bit of White Noise. Warning, the following programming contains adult subject matter and some strong language. It is a work of satirical fiction. All characters and advertisements are completely fabricated. Listener discretion is advised.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of White Noise. I'm your host, Richard Blackmore, and tonight's show is brought to you in part by Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Wrestling in your pajamas is not just for sexually curious children. First up tonight, a woman needs some firepower.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Welcome to the gun range. How may I help you?
Hi there. I'm looking to purchase a gun.
Any particular kind?
Something that'll kill a man.
When he sneaks up behind you.
Or when he's asleep.
Okay. How about a Magnum?
Oh, thanks. I'd love an ice cream.
No problem. Now, what about a pistol like this?
Is that gonna make a mess?
Depends on the range.
Well, I just bought new pillowcases. I want something that'll do the job neatly.
Maybe a Beretta. My mama carries one of these in her purse.
I like the weight. Is it very loud?
Well, I don't know the specific decibels.
Will my neighbors hear it?
You're gonna use it in your house?
Just in the bedroom.
Do you live in a detached house?
Semi-detached.
You're gonna want a silencer. Or a large bribe.
Well, do you have anything lethal and cheap? I really need to shoot my husband.
What the hell did you say that for? I can't sell you a gun now you've said that. I could get on all sorts of trouble.
Well, what am I going to do?
Easy. Buy this brick to hit him with. Nothing illegal about selling that.
Don't smother your awful partners. Just stop brushing your teeth till they move out. Next up tonight, Carl and Neil are back with more mischief. Alright, Carl. I've got a Carl-proof plan this time.
Carl-proof?
It's a polite way of saying idiot-proof.
What does that mean?
It means I haven't forgotten the 30 times you've had me arrested, the countless burns and scars you've caused me, and the fact I'll never see Ben again.
Well, Ben is a stupid name for a testicle anyway.
At least he never let me down. Not like Harry.
So what's the plan?
We kidnap and ransom the ambassador of Kazakhstan.
Wow, that sounds dangerous.
Nah, he doesn't even use protection.
I thought we were just gonna kidnap him.
I mean a bodyguard.
Oh, good. Cause I ran out of condoms too.
Been trying them on again, have you?
Nah, it was raining. I forgot a hat. I want to keep my hair dry. Now my hair's all greasy.
Bet the girls were impressed with that look.
Oh, yeah. Women like a man who comes prepared. Shows we care.
Last girl I dated wasn't impressed when I offered her my ex's diaphragm.
Yeah, well, some women are just never satisfied.
I think that's all the women you date.
Is that him?
No, that's a woman.
Is that him?
That's a poster of Ryan Seacrest.
Is that him coming out of Starbucks?
No, that... Oh, wait, actually, I think that's him. Yeah, quick, pull a van round. Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Do you know how to get to Canary Wharf?
Yes, just take a left down...
Yeah. No, that's fine. Do you mind stepping in the van?
Okay.
That was actually easier than I thought it would be.
So, What do you guys want to do? Fancy going for a pint? Maybe, play some darts?
How about you call your embassy, and they give us a nice big ransom for your unharmed return?
I don't think that's going to work.
Why not?
My country doesn't usually pay nice big ransoms for the return of their embassy toilet cleaner.
You're not the ambassador?
I am, but I clean the toilets on Tuesdays.
Oh, bugger. Well, I guess the pub it is then. You're buying the first round. Better luck next time, lads. That piece was brought to you by Kazakhstan. Our country is enriched as our uranium is. Next up tonight, Terence is back with his award-winning diary.
Dear Diary, today I went to watch my first ever soccer match. It was a marvellous spectacle of athleticism, tribalism and capitalism. The match was between Vancouver and their bitter rival Seattle. The day began with me getting ready. I knew the colours of Vancouver were blue and white, so I had to dress appropriately. All I had in those colours, though, was my blue Speedo and a plain white t-shirt. That seemed a little boring, so I wrote on my shirt, "Die, Seattle, die." I know you're also meant to wear a scarf to games, so I borrowed my mum's pashmina. It's very soft. I made my way to one of the local pubs for some pre-game pints. Upon ordering my first beer, I realised I can't stand the taste of beer, so I offered it to a child who no one had bothered to buy a drink for. Instead, I had a pint of Coke. The child asked me to swap, so I told him, "Beggars can't be choosers." He then told me to fuck off. People kept asking me in the pub if I'd come straight from the beach, which seemed a ridiculous question as I clearly didn't have a towel. Eventually, they announced it was time for us all to march to the game. So I joined the crowd outside, who began to chant and march. They sang some hilarious songs full of obscenities, sexism, threats, and even the occasional word of support for the team. I didn't know any of the words, so I just swore in rhythm. Once at the gate to the stadium, a gentleman felt me up. Apparently, this was all part of the service. Once inside, I decided to buy a beverage, but unfortunately, someone had messed up and all the prices were wrong. They were like double what they should be. I pointed this out to the cashier. She didn't seem to care. She insisted they were correct. So I gave up, and I just sneaked sips of the person sitting next to me's drink when he wasn't looking. The teams came out onto the field and stood as we sang along to both national anthems, which seemed rather odd, as the national teams weren't playing, and there were three Canadians on the field, all of them refereeing. The game commenced and the fans began to cheer. Seattle had brought several thousand of their own supporters, and they cheered loudly, hoping to drown out the home supporters. As I was now a fully invested fan, an inexplicable rage burst inside of me, and I mean-mugged the smallest of Seattle fans. I stopped when the children started crying. Seattle scored first, and I yelled and screamed in anguish on behalf of Vancouver. Group of shaved headmen in fetching denim jackets high-fived me for my aggressive style and offered me to sit with them. Vancouver equalised and we leaped in the air and made rude hand gestures at the away fans. Oh, it was great fun. In the last minute of the game, Seattle scored a 2-yard screamer and we took the blow like a personal affront. Me, Grog, Deaf Boy, Nipplebrain and Stan, my new shaved head friends, showed our dissatisfaction by ripping out seats from the stand and throwing them at the security people. They didn't find this as funny as we did, and they chased us from the building. The guys leapt onto a bus. They pulled my Speedo off and pushed me back out the door. Luckily, I wore my long johns underneath to hide my shame and my penis, but I did feel embarrassed walking home without my Speedo on. I looked ridiculous.
Ah, Terence, Speedos are for Europe only. Next up tonight, Elvis and Dolly are back.
Good evening, Elvis and Dolly. Your mission this week...
Hang on. What happened to your voice?
What?
It's more manly than usual.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's much better.
So, your mission is to infiltrate a North Korean nuclear facility and destroy their centrifuges used for enriching uranium.
What's a centrifuge?
I just said it's for enriching uranium.
What's uranium?
Dolly, you will be leading this mission. Elvis, why don't you just go and play with General Petraeus until we are ready to go?
Fine, but don't be cruel.
Go!
Whatever, weird voice lady.
As
saying that... Oh, forget this. You are going into North Korea, so we will have you both well-armed. You will use an EMP, so we won't create a nuclear disaster.
Sounds good. Don't worry, I ain't no dumb blonde.
Don't you mean dumb gray?
Ouch! I thought we were on the same side.
I don't think it's possible for us to be both on the same side, as your boobs take up the whole of one side.
Well, it sure is dark out tonight.
Take your sleeping mask off, honey.
Oh, wow. Sure is sunny tonight.
It's lunchtime, dummy.
Oh, perfect. Please tell me it's hoagies for lunch.
This is a CIA mission plane, darling. It's filet mignon for dinner.
Fine, I guess I'll have to do.
We are nearing the drop zone. Prepare to jump.
Can't you just circle the block a few times?
Nope.
All right. Excuse me, can I get a doggy bag, please?
Certainly, sir.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Go, go, go!
But my steak.
Jump, you dumb bastard.
Oh, goddammit, fine. Hallelujah.
Jolene! Aim for those trees, Elvis.
Now, it's civil land in that field. Reminds me of the green grass I hope.
Aim for the fucking trees.
All right, jeez. All right, Dolly. Just because you lost that loving feeling.
I'm going to lose my foot up your ass in a minute. That gray, dull building there is our target.
That one?
No, two doors down. Ugh, you best just follow me.
So, what do you do when you're not doing the Lord's killing?
I like to ride ponies, barbecue ponies, you know, the usual stuff.
Right on. You maybe want to barbecue some ponies together when we get back?
I don't mix work with pleasure, Elvis.
Oh, fine. Could I just have a picture of your boobs?
Sure. I didn't buy them just to keep them in the packaging. That won't improve their value.
Right on.
All right, Elvis, we got to take out that guard to get into the building. That's the only way in.
I got this. Hey, konnichiwa, ramen noodles, sushi.
Stop, don't move, and stop speaking your racist gibberish.
Oh, sorry, comrade.
Wait, is that Elvis?
It sure is. You want an autograph?
Please, is it true the great leader Kim Jong-un taught you to dance?
Fuck no. It was Forrest Gump. Didn't you see the movie? Wow, this place is a dump.
Yep.
I thought it'd be all science-y.
75-year-old technology, darling.
Damn. Well, what now?
We set this EMP and we get the hell out of here.
All right. Doesn't it seem kind of odd to you that we only saw one guard? I mean, isn't this place meant to be important?
Maybe they don't think anyone would dare to come in here.
Dumbasses.
What do you call us?
Dumb glasses?
That's mean. I have astigmatism. Why are you here?
We got lost on the tour.
Liars! There's no tour today. Only Tuesdays.
We just wanted to see your wonderful leader's creation up close.
And that is why you broke my god's neck and wrote Damas on his forehead? You think this is funny?
No, sir. I was just thinking of a joke someone told me earlier.
Would you like to share it with me and the other gods?
Oh, okay. Well, a man walks into a nuclear facility and he mows you all down.
Ain't gonna work every week, Elvis.
Thank you, Dolly and Elvis. What an adrenaline rush. I've not had one so strong since I tried to write on the back of my hand with an EpiPen. Next up tonight, women are talking again.
My little Johnny is growing up so quick.
I know, just like my Tim did.
Well, we are hoping that, unlike Tim, he doesn't grow outwards, too.
You have to keep them well fed, Carol. Tim will lose the puppy fat soon.
He's 28, Cheryl.
I know! 336 months already! Time flies!
When are you finally gonna have kids, Mandy?
I'm not sure. You've gotta do it soon! Your clock is ticking!
If my clock is ticking, it's because I've put batteries in it.
Be serious. Your biological clock, Mandy.
I knew what you meant.
Those eggs must be getting few and far between now. If you don't act soon, they might be rotten.
Excuse me?
It's true. The last few aren't your best. My first 5 kids are fine, but the last one dribbles a little too much for an adult. And I didn't drop them any more times than the others.
Look, I'm not going to have a biological child.
What? But you have to.
Why?
Because
being a mother is the greatest thing I've ever done. I'm going to be a mother, but I'm going to adopt.
Well, that's all right then, as long as you get them as a newborn, before they get messed up.
No, I'm getting a 12-year-old.
Why?
So I can skip the ass wiping, the bedwetting, the puking after eating, and the children's movies. I want to go straight to the able-bodied, coherent thought, live-enslave stage.
But I wish I thought of that.
Kids are an investment. But just like some investments, they might be completely worthless. Next up tonight is an advert. Enjoy.
Are you trying to quit smoking? Try nicotine gum. All the addictive cravings at twice the cost. You don't need to give up your financially and mentally crippling addiction just to get fresh breath. You can have your cake and chew on it. Nicotine gum, the answer to your pathetic willpower. And if gum isn't for you, try our new nicotine syringe. It gives you long-lasting relief from cravings and suspicious track marks.
I started smoking late. I was 18 months. Next up tonight is a young man seeking his fortune.
Good day, young sir. I am Mystic Muriel of Klaus's Fantastical Traveling Carnival. Take a seat and I will reveal your future.
Oh, okay. This is my first time here.
Well, place your trust in me and I will guide you.
All right, so how does this work?
First, you must make an offering to me.
An offering? You want to see me naked?
No, Visa or MasterCard will do.
Oh, right, sorry. Here you go.
So, Terry, where shall we start?
Whoa! How do you know my name was Terry?
It's on your Visa card, dear. Now, what do you want to know?
Well, I need to know. Am I ever going to be able to get back with Jenny, or should I just move on?
This Jenny, how long since you broke up?
2 years, about.
And she broke up with you, correct?
Whoa! Yeah, how did you know that?
Oh, a wild guess. I mean, a careful deduction.
Okay, well, should I give up?
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't take a psychic to see that. Let's try something a little harder.
Fine. Well, will I eventually be a millionaire?
Only if the whole country sees mass inflation causing the value of the dollar to drop astronomically. But even then, relatively, you would still be dirt poor.
Oh. Wait, hang on. Aren't you meant to read some, what are they called, tarot cards? Or observe a crystal ball to answer these questions?
Only when necessary. The Best Buy Sales Associate uniform you are wearing told me all I need to know for that last one.
Well, what about my lifespan?
Okay, yes. That's a bit trickier. Let me see your palms.
Oh, that's more like it. Okay, so are you gonna, like, check my lifeline?
No, I'm checking your vital signs. You seem fine. Do you smoke?
No.
Then I'd say at least 75.
Oh, for goodness sake. Can you actually do something psychic?
Well, then ask me something hard, but not something stupid, like when will you lose your virginity?
What? No, that already happened. Well, I mean, I was in her for a bit.
That didn't count.
Okay, well, who's my real mother?
Ooh, yes, that's a good one. Let me get the crystal ball. Okay, so you've never met your mother then?
No, she gave me up at birth.
Really? And what year was this?
1988.
88?
Yeah. It was, June 24th, and apparently she was just passing through. She worked in a circus or something like that.
It was in this town?
Yeah.
St. Paul's Hospital?
Oh, yeah. Do you see it in the ball?
Are you sure about this?
Oh, yes. And funny enough, I was the only boy born that day. It was apparently a 26-hour labor.
Oh, I remember. I mean, I see it now.
So, who's my mother?
Well, to be honest, Terry, I have no idea.
Poor Terry. I don't know who my mother is either. She would never tell me her real name.
First up tonight is medical drama Nervous Norman.
Good afternoon, sir.
Sorry, but who are you?
Dr. Ball's the name. Medicine's the game. How may I help you?
Where's Dr. Willis?
Willis has been let go.
Let go? Why?
Apparently his prostate exams had a few more extra steps than I've ever seen in a medical textbook.
Oh! I just thought he was being thorough.
Well, I'm sure the resulting investigation will be. So, what can I do for you?
Well, it's... Well, sorry. I'm just really nervous. I have a bad history with doctors and pain.
Well, as I said, that wasn't the correct way to do a prostate check.
No, not that. It's just, ever since I was a child, every time I go to the doctors, I seem to always end up in agony as a result.
Well, I will try to be gentle. Now, come on. What is wrong? I haven't got all day. I have a very important gynecological appointment next.
Oh, no. Is the patient really sick?
No, just a smoking hot. So what's the matter?
It's my knee. It's been hurting me since... What are you doing with that?
Oh, this hammer?
Yes.
Just hanging up my certificates. Easy, buddy. Continue on.
Well, yes. So my knee... It gets this shooting pain every time. What the hell is that for?
This screwdriver?
Yes.
Just adjusting my chair? Wow, you're more nervous than a fat teenager on a date.
So what do I do with the pain?
Well, there is a simple operation I can perform to correct it.
What's with the drill? Oh, wait, of course. You're going to mount that set of antlers lying on the floor.
Aren't they marvellous? I started only hunting last year. Who would have thought... Doctors would enjoy killing so much. However, no, this drill is for you. Where are you going? God, some people can't take a joke.
Oh, that poor Norman. I hate going to the doctors too. All they ever do is tell me I have diabetes. Change the record, guys. Next up is some doggy troubles. That wasn't a dogging joke, just to clarify.
Ah, hello. Hope you weren't waiting too long. Doug, is it?
Yes, hi, Doc.
Ah, and this must be Fido. Hello there, big fella. Aren't you a beauty?
He really is, but there is a problem. He stopped barking.
Barking?
Yes.
He did it before?
All the time.
That's surprising.
I know, but for him to suddenly stop like that...
No, I mean for him to bark at all, seeing as he's a goat.
What?
Fido is a goat.
He's a German shepherd.
You don't see many German shepherds with a beard.
What beard?
Right there. Plus, look at the mess he's made of my spare lab coat while you were waiting for me. You ever seen a German shepherd try and eat a lab coat?
Oh, that wasn't Fido. That was me. Sorry, I skipped breakfast this morning.
You should have said. I had some scrubs in the back I'm done with. Now, do you understand there is nothing I can do for your feta-producing friend?
I would really love a second opinion, Doc.
Fine. Pat, can you come and have a look at something for me?
Yeah, what is it?
Doug here needs convincing of the species of his beloved pet.
It's either an alpine or a Kiko goat, I'd hazard a guess. Possibly a Spanish, but the horns are wrong.
See, Doug?
Well, I guess there's nothing you can do for Fido.
Yeah, you might want to make Fido an outdoor pet. Your house must smell pretty terrible.
Okay, thanks, Doc.
No problem. You have a wonderful day. And bye for now, Fido.
See you.
Bye.
Why do they always fall for that? How stupid do you have to be?
You really are a bastard.
Oh, shut up. I buy you lunch every time we do that.
Next up tonight is a man in limbo.
Number 66, please come to the desk.
Hi.
Gary Donnelly, is it?
That's correct.
I see here on Form 23B, you have selected heaven as your preferred final destination.
That's correct. I've been a Christian all my life, never hurt anyone, never had sex, out of marriage.
Yes, I can read.
So am I in?
I'm afraid your request has been denied, Gary.
What? Why? Was it that thing I did with Billy in college? Oh, we were really drunk.
No, that's a common misinterpretation. The Bible clearly says, don't lie down next to another man. Buggery is fine.
Well, what then?
Well, first off, you wore torn clothes between 2001 and 2006. That is not allowed.
Oh, but it was fashionable.
Yes. And do you think those heathens like Calvin Klein made it to heaven?
Okay, fine, but is that the only reason I'm not getting in?
No, there's the working on Saturday.
But I worked in sales all my life. Sometimes you have to work weekends.
Not if you want eternal salvation. You also played American football.
What's wrong with throwing the old pigskin around?
You just answered your own question. You actually failed on two accounts there, as you're not allowed to wear polyester either. No mixed blends are allowed.
Wow, as if wearing polyester could get any worse.
And then, of course, there was your bowl cut.
You mean my haircut in the 90s?
Exactly. Aaron Carter sentenced an entire generation of boys to eternal damnation. Ironically, eternal damnation includes listening to Aaron Carter albums.
Yeah, but all these rules seem so arbitrary. I did the main things. I never lied or cheated or got a tattoo.
God redacted the tattoo thing, actually. He's got a killer sleeve. It's a dragon eating a koi carp who's eating Muhammad the prophet. Regardless, you didn't follow all the rules. You can't pick and choose which to follow. You either believe everything or you decide it's not for you. If you decided to join AA, you wouldn't pick and choose which steps to follow. You would just do them all, because that's the whole point of the group.
Can I at least reapply for Nirvana instead?
Yes, but you have to wait at least 6 weeks for processing. Next!
Ah, religion. Some people use it for good. Some use it to exploit everything and everybody. Next up tonight is an excerpt from an interview with textiles mogul Holly Jane.
Good evening, and welcome to Politics Tomorrow. I'm Victor Valdez, and tonight I am joined by textiles mogul and two-time world goat milking champion, Holly Jane.
Hi, Victor. Wonderful to be here.
My pleasure. So you are here tonight to talk about your latest project. Tell the listeners about it.
Well, to be honest, it's quite straightforward. I'm hoping to bring textile jobs back to the first world.
And how will you do that?
I'm opening up Canada's first sweatshop right here in Vancouver.
A sweatshop? Why?
Well, people these days are really worried about climate change, and the transportation of clothes from third world sweatshops to retailers in North America uses a lot of fuel, so by putting sweatshops here, we're saving the environment. Plus, think of all the jobs it will create.
But sweatshops are a despicable business practice that exploits the most vulnerable people in the world. Canadians won't support such businesses.
Then why do they shop at H&M, Nike, The Gap, Sears, Joe Fresh, Victoria's Secret, Walmart?
I don't think anyone shops at Sears.
That was a bad example, perhaps, but the rest aren't. If having a sweatshop in Vancouver is objectionable, why is one in Bangladesh not?
Well, out of sight, out of mind, right?
Exactly. And don't worry, we intend to build a huge fence to hide our factory from sight, so everyone can feel good about their surprisingly affordable purchases.
Thank you, Holly and Victor. That piece was brought to you in part by Nike. Just do it. But don't think too hard about it. Poor Doug. It's the lab coat. I will believe anyone in a white coat and a clipboard. It's how I got my plastic surgery. What did I really need breast implants for? Next up is some more medical maladies.
Come in.
Hi, Dr. Harrison.
Take a seat.
Okay.
Where are you going with my chair?
You said to take it.
Sit down, I meant.
Oh, right, sorry. Why didn't you just say that? Sorry, I'm not a mind reader.
So, what can I do for you, Jake? You're between 18 and 30, so it's either fluoxetine, Xanax, Adderall, Ritalin, or perhaps it's penicillin. Itchy, are we?
No, nothing like that.
Well, then what seems to be the problem?
Well, for a while now, I've had this lump in my throat.
Oh dear. Oh, that's not good. It could be a thyroid issue. Oh, maybe throat cancer. Hate to say it, but you might be screwed. When did it start?
When I was watching The Notebook. All of a sudden I started... I don't know how to explain it. I guess I just started feeling things. What the hell is this about?
Oh, yes. I've seen this sort of thing before.
You have? So, there's a cure?
Only one. You have to watch Spike TV for 24 hours straight, by the end of which you will no longer feel anything. Women will become mere objects to add to your material wealth.
Oh, great. Oh, will it cure this leaking from my face?
Oh, no, that's snot, Jake. Just use a tissue.
Oh, right.
I hate getting a lump in my throat from a movie. The movie that gets me every time is Rush Hour 3. It's just so sad watching Chris Rock's career die. Next up tonight, a woman needs money.
Welcome to Bank of Everywhere. I'm Daisy. How can I help?
Hi, Daisy. I'm here about the application I submitted for a small business loan.
One moment. Okay. It appears you have been denied your request.
Oh,
Why?
Because you don't have any money.
I know, that's why I'm here.
But banks don't give loans to people who can't afford them, honey. They're for rich people.
But I gave you my business plan. I'll be able to pay it back if I make a profit.
Well, what if you don't? Then we're out $2,000. It's madness.
But what am I supposed to do?
Go out, start your business, make a bunch of money, and when you no longer need the loan, come see us and we will happily give you one.
I once took out a huge loan. Then I changed my name to Richard Blackmore. That's the end of our show. Join us again for more White Noise.
White Noise was written and directed by Simon Welton, starring the voice talents of Connor Neckleput, Sierra Wiley, Caitlin Docking, Ashley Fallis, Dor Tabby, Dottie Davis, and Simon Welton. Music and sound effects by Max Cheers.
Alright, there you go. That was the White Noise show. I hope you enjoyed that. Coming up right away is the White Noise after show, as always, and it'll be hosted by myself, Simon Welton. And special guest this week is Kai Holmes, who's in the studio with me now. How you doing, Kai?
Hello, hello.
Did you enjoy the show there?
Yeah, I laughed while you heard me.
Lovely. Alright, so we're going to be right back after a couple of tracks, let you go to the bathroom, get a cup of tea, whatever you need to do. So this is Fountain. Enjoy.
Music Waste and CITR present the 11th Annual Victory Square Block Party, Sunday, September 6th, from 2 to 9 p.m.
Celebrate the end of summer and support non-profit media organizations with a splurge of local bands.
Woolworm, Ramsey, Alert Jesus, Cave Girl, Gal Grayson, Fake Tears, Whitney Kay, Twin River.
As well as Christy Lee and DJs Owen Ellis and BBU.
Come listen to performers or tune in to 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for an all-day live broadcast with plenty of on-air personalities and interviews with the bands.
Help us make it the best Sunday of September, the Victory Square Block Party, September 6th from 2 to 9 p.m.
As Minister for Magic, it gives me great pleasure to welcome each and every one of you to the final of the 422nd Quidditch World Cup. Let the match begin!
That's right, UBC has a Quidditch team and we're the fastest ones yet. Come join us at practice every Thursday at 5 and Sunday at 12 to show us your house pride. You can also get on our level with our Quidditch swag. We have bro tanks, t-shirts and sunglasses, all which go towards getting us to the World Cup. Not sure where to find the snitch? Well, like us on Facebook or check out our website at ubcquidditch.com and we'll be more helpful than you'll remember all. And remember, we want a nice clean game from all of you.
All right, there you go. That was the Golden Dogs with Do It For You, which was quite nice of her to do that, whatever it was. So we're talking zombies today on the after show. Obviously, we were at the today was the zombie walk at Vancouver Art Gallery. So what were your first impressions of that? What did you was that your first year doing it?
Yeah, yeah. It was my first year. I've known people who went in the past, and they hyped it up, and it lived up to the hype. It was awesome. You get there, and there's just so many costumes, so much to look at. You can see some people are just huge genre fans, really bring their all. Other people, like, they go all out with those prosthetics, man. Like,
yeah, I felt very underwhelming in our outfits. I mean, you got a lot of likes. He basically had a face that looked like he was carrying someone else's face in his hand, and that got some attention.
Yeah, yeah, quite a few people asked to take pictures with me with that one. And I was just constantly reapplying blood so that I would look moist, you know. I thought that was pretty good.
Born to look moist.
Yeah.
So what was your was there any that stuck out for you of other people's, you know?
Yeah, there were a few that stuck out. There was that one girl who wouldn't stop screaming at the top of her lungs. Very scary.
And can you describe her for the audience?
Yeah, she was kind of had a goth punk vibe going.
She had a piece of glass sticking out of her head.
Yeah, yeah. The prosthetic was really good. She had a big chunk of glass, colored hair.
And then she'd do this like banshee scream every 10 yards and make everyone who's standing on the sideline wet themselves, basically. Yeah.
It was good. And then those guys who were waiting along the route in the zombie apocalypse preparedness vehicle, like, how much money do you have for a hobby? That is.
Yeah.
They had a whole Jeep. Like made up to look like a zombie apocalypse vehicle with weapons, shovels, and then they had all the tactical gear standing on top of it. A lot of time and effort went into that.
Yeah, maybe they were like paintball enthusiasts who just.
Oh yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of things you can do with
it. Yeah, I don't know. For me, like, I think that zombie in a box was pretty mad. There was like this guy who was like a zombie coming out of a box, and like he was carrying it through the whole street. Like, I don't know, that was pretty mad.
There was there were two of them, him and his girlfriend or whatever. Both had the boxes. That was pretty.
And I think most attention went to there was two young zombie cheerleaders.
Oh my god! Yeah, we show up and there's just a circle form, just taking pictures of these two girls in zombie cheerleader outfits.
And literally, it was like one after another, people were jumping in to take a picture with them. Yeah. They were very popular.
Very popular.
Okay, so we're going to continue with the zombie theme. So my first zombie question for you is, if your girlfriend died and came back as a zombie, would you date her?
I really think it depends. You know, like, everybody has their own you know, take on what a zombie is or should be in their movie, right? So there are a few of them where, yeah, it seems fine. End of Shaun of the Dead, he was playing video games with a zombie. I could deal with that. I could.
It doesn't look like they do any snuggling, though. Like.
Well, no, but, you know, as you get old, eventually you move away from the physical relationship anyway. So.
Well, if you're at the age where you're sleeping in separate rooms already, then it's okay at that point.
Exactly. You know, maybe right now I want my girlfriend to have a little more get up and go, not so much rigor mortis, but
I'd worry that she might, if she became a zombie, she might watch a bit too much reality TV then.
Hmm.
That is always concerned.
That's kind of a chicken egg situation.
All right. My next zombie question. What's the best zombie movie? If you're in the mood now for zombie movies, after all, seeing all these zombies today, what should people be watching?
All right, I'll tie together your last question with this question because I just watched one a few weeks ago with my girlfriend that is about a guy's girlfriend coming back as a zombie and he continues to try to date her. It's called Life After Beth, stars Aubrey Plaza and that kid from Chronicle. It's really good.
Chronicle's a good film. I enjoyed that. Yeah, that's one. Not a lot of people saw that, though, but that was like a fan footage superhero
movie. Yeah, exactly.
That was Chronicle. Check that one out. But Life After Beth is your zombie choice.
Yeah.
See, for me, I think I'd have to go with Shaun of the Dead. Not Dawn of the Dead, Shaun of the Dead, which is Dawn of the Dead, but hilarious, basically. That's still one of my favorite films of all time.
Yeah. You know, I could have chose that one, and I probably should have, because I've watched it like 17, 18 times. Mm. But Life After Beth was fresher in my mind. And
sorry, it gave me something to say then, so it was fine.
There you go.
And if you want to see a good Canadian zombie film, I'm going to recommend Fido, which is actually filmed in Kelowna in BC, and is all about basically like a 1950s, 1960s post-zombie war place where they've got the zombies under control and they're now like slaves or pets, sort of. And that's very funny. It's got Billy Connolly in it, Scottish actor, very funny. All right, look, we're going to go play another song and then we'll come back and we'll have a bit more chat. Coming up next is Alabama Shakes.
The Study and Go Abroad Fair is back on Tuesday, October 6th. Meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world and start planning to travel. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. For more info, visit studyandgoabroad.com. Free admission.
Thank you.
Doc, I'm really hoping you can help me out.
What's going on today?
Well, you see, I was on the dance floor the other night, and I just couldn't feel the groove.
It seems to me you got a bit of flavor deficiency, son. If you don't do as I say, you could die. Now listen closely. Every Monday, set your dial to 101.9 FM at 3 p.m. There's a brilliant show called So Salacious. I'm prescribing you 2 doses of hip-hop, 3 milligrams of funk, and as much ghetto style as you can handle on CITR.ca.
You like the way it sounds, it's fresh, the best. Nevertheless, the minute you can't molest, and that's the way it is. I'm taking care of business.
I was enjoying that, actually. That was pretty good beats. All right, I'm back in the studio. This is Simon Welton hosting the White Noise After Show, and I'm joined in the studio today by Kai Holmes. So, we were talking about zombies, and my next question is, this is sort of connected to zombies, but it's not, because what I want to ask is, I've heard rumors there is a new apocalypse on the way. I mean, we had 666, we had the Millennium, we've had a bunch of ones where some people were getting ready to drink the Kool-Aid. So what's the latest one, Kai?
All right, it's coming. September 23rd, 2015. Mark your calendar, because that's the day we're all going to die. Basically, what's happening is all of the regular conspiracy theory groups, all the occultists, all the nut jobs are coming out of the woodwork saying that there's a confluence of events on specifically September 23rd, but also a bunch of stuff happening around that day, any one of which could destroy the world. So I got a bit of a list here. Here's a few things going on that day. It's Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement, as well as being the end of their 7-year cycle, which I believe is called Shemitah, the Shemitah year. Yes. So, big Jewish day. I don't know what what in Judaism you do on those days, but I'm sure it's something fun or something food related, as every holiday seems to be. So, that's happening. On the other side of the coin, the Catholics are having a big day because President Barack Obama is going to meet Pope Francis at the White House. Of special note is apparently Pope Francis is the 266th Pope, as well as September 23rd being the 266th day in the year, and it taking roughly 266 days to grow a human in your belly. So, lots of stuff's adding up. It also happens to be the autumn equinox, the first day of a Muslim holiday called, I'm probably mispronouncing this, Eid al-Adha, the Feest of the Sacrifice.
That's not surprising.
So much stuff. Every major religion is having a big day that day, and then there's a couple other completely wrong things that are rumors going around, like the idea that a comet's coming. Scheduled to make an extremely close passage of Earth sometime in September. NASA says it's not true. NASA knows what's going on, people. Listen to NASA.
Well, I know it's interesting you mentioned the solstice change, but that's quite common for a lot of religious holidays to follow the solstice calendar. Christmas is right there at the sort of the darkest days of winter. And that's actually quite common in a lot of religions. So it sort of explains that. Pope coming to America, that is kind of an interesting idea. I will be curious to watch that from afar.
There's a couple other things going on that have got all the crazy stirred up, you know. September 28th is a pretty spectacular day if you are a fan of astronomy or a nut job, because it will be this year's last blood moon, the fourth in a series of supermoons called a tetrad, and it will be a full lunar eclipse that night, visible here in Vancouver from about 7:20 onwards.
And what day is that, 28th?
Yeah, September 28th, the full moon this month. So that'll be pretty spectacular. Hopefully it doesn't kill us all. You know, been happening for billions of years and hasn't happened yet.
We survived the storm. We're fine.
Yeah. Well, maybe the storm was part of it. Who knows, man?
Maybe that was the preamble.
But that's the gist of it. Lots of religious stuff going on. People are, as always, saying that the Large Hadron Collider is going to open up a portal or something. I don't think it even does that.
No, I don't think it's... I think scientists there have said several times that that's literally impossible.
Yeah, but it always pops up, and people always support it. So, you know, pack your go bags. Get ready. We're going to the mountains, people.
Yeah, well, I always take the advice that... I was in Florida during hurricane season once, and I asked the guys, I was like, well, what do we do if, like, a massive hurricane hits? Because it could happen. Like, yeah, I was on the... I was in Fort Lauderdale on the coast, and their advice was, get some cash, get some beers, and stay inside, and you'll be fine. He's like, but those are the... You like, just get some cash. That's basically the one thing that will be really hard to buy if everything went to tits out, basically. If you have money, you can get everything else.
Yeah.
Because think about it, if power goes down, it'll be cash only sales. So like that's a huge thing. So yeah, actually do get cash at least and some beer. It'll help when you stop you freaking out a bit.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll just throw this in here because I'm a bit of a prepper myself. Not crazy about it, but I like to be prepared. And
I was in the scouts.
Yeah. I recommend always keeping emergency preparedness like duffel bag in your closet. Just first aid kit, some dry rations, stuff like that, water, canned goods, and
opener.
Well, yeah, you know, all that stuff, and then keep like $100-$200 cash just tucked somewhere in your house because you never know when you're gonna need it.
And then one burglar is running in every house now looking for that $200.
True. Yeah. Or maybe, you know, I'm the burglar and I'm telling everybody to get some cash out so I can go hit him on my way home.
Well, well done on telling everybody on the air that you're doing that. Congratulations.
We both know you don't have any viewers. So. Listeners, I should say.
Ouch. Well, on that painful note, we're actually going to have to go. It is nearly 9 o'clock. So thank you very much for joining us this week. Thank you to Kai for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Anytime. We're going to end with one track actually picked by Kai, and it's by Pompeii. It's called Celtic Mist. It's off one of their most recent album. And just before I go, always got to say, stay tuned for the next show, which is, of course, the always exciting Synaptic Sandwich. Otherwise, we won't be back next week. Unfortunately, we are preempted for sports coverage of the new UBC season of one of the sports.
Go sports.
Yeah, sports. So we'll be back in 2 weeks. So I hope you have a good fortnight, and we'll see you very soon. And we're leaving you with Pompeii. So I hope you enjoy that. Good night. Second light for once in your